Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. It has been a blockbuster start for LG Electronics India. On a day when the company's South Korean MD in India delivered his NSE listing speech in Hindi, the stock listed at a 50% premium and closed 48% higher than its IPO price. This was the best debut for a billion-dollar issue since Zomato in 2021, reports Paras Bisht. The dizzying rally made the Indian unit more valuable than its Korean parent, writes Jay Jagannath. Brokerages remained bullish despite the gains. Andhra Pradesh pulled off a coup of its own through some deft policy hustle. Nara Lokesh, Andhra Pradesh's IT minister, told Shweta Punj and Priyansh Verma how the state worked closely with the centre to offer tax certainty and clarity on policies such as permanent establishment and data storage to secure Google's largest investment in India so far, $10 billion for a data centre in Visakhapatnam. Lokesh said he drove the Google team to the site and followed up with visits to their headquarters. The state, he said, will set up a separate power grid for data centers, which will be partially subsidized by the state. Lokesh sees the H-1B visa fee hike as an opportunity for brain gain, with the state building an ecosystem for back offices of MNCS and an AI data center in Visakhapatnam. Meanwhile, Piramal Finance and KKR are exploring ways to exit Shriram General Life Insurance, reports Hamsini Karthik. The investors may sell their stakes via a listing or a secondary sale, with Rothschild and Ambit Capital hired as bankers to advise on the deal, reports Hamsini Karthik. Piramal attempted to exit in March but was unsuccessful due to valuation issues and now holds a 13.33% stake in the company, while KKR owns 9.99%. The government is relying on quick commerce platforms such as Blinkit, Swiggy's Instamart and Zepto to check whether brands are passing on the reduced GST rates to consumers, Adrija Chatterjee and Tushar Goenka report. The government wants to ensure that tax cuts lead to lower retail prices, with some estimates suggesting that 90% of the benefits have likely been passed on to consumers. Our pre-Diwali markets coverage is now in full swing. Today, we bring to you an interview with Prashant Jain, founder and chief investment officer of 3P Investment Managers. The veteran fund manager told N. Mahalakshmi that the market is poised for a breakout after a healthy consolidation, with valuations stabilizing, foreign selling absorbed, and earnings growth back in sync with fundamentals. And if you want to check out 20 stocks to light up Samrat 2082 this Diwali, do check out Money Control Pro's Diwali 2025 listing portfolio. Amid confusion surrounding the new EPF withdrawal rules, Tina Jane Kaushal breaks them down for us. The new framework consolidates 13 separate provisions into just three categories. Members can now withdraw up to 100% of their eligible Provident Fund balance, including both employee and employer contributions, depending on the purpose. However, members can now apply for final PF settlement only after 12 months of leaving employment compared to the earlier two-month window. Similarly, pension withdrawal will now be allowed after 36 months of unemployment. Turning to elections, Bihar's polls are likely to be a battle for the female vote, and Nitish Kumar's JDU is banking on its old playbook to win them over. Ishan Gera writes that women's participation in Bihar's electorate has edged up again, with JDU historically performing better in constituencies where women's participation is higher. And finally, Indians are literally going places. Pavan Burugula and Mariam Faruqi report that Indians have spent $50 billion on overseas travel in the last 3 years, shifting to longer and more luxurious experiences. With luxury bookings rising by 35 to 40%, travelers are choosing to experience Northern Lights safaris, culinary tours in France, and dives in the Great Barrier Reef. The popular destinations are Switzerland, France, the Maldives, and Japan. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.